Tom looked at
Jackie. Why don't you tell him where you were, Jackie? It's no secret, I guess, anymore, is it? No, I know we shouldn't have gone, Tom, but we were at the House of the Seven Shadows. There was a crash. They looked back, and all the dessert was all over the floor, and Chinky was heading back to the kitchen. Tom took his hand and hit his brow with it. Oh, no. He said, I forgot. That's my fault. I was told. He said, boys, everybody, listen, never mention the House of the Seven Shadows in front of Chinky. He'll drop anything. He said, that's why he dropped that? Why? I don't know. He said, you hear people in this area, some of them are very frightened. Of course, there is no such thing as a shadow. We know that. Skeeter's eyes open up. He said, we do? He said, well, you don't believe in it, do you, Skeeter? He said, of course not. He said, that's ridiculous, but I believe in Palomino ponies. And he said, Tom, tomorrow morning, he said, you've got to go there. He says, all right. He says, Miller, you want to go with me? He says, sure, that I want to see, Palomino ponies. He says, I could use one myself. He said, but they were stolen. He said, we know, because these two men came, and he said, they'll probably be back today. He said, well, I'm sure they will. He said, but it's getting late. So that evening, as the boys were going to bed, Skeeter was pulling off one boot, dropping it, thump. Do you have to thump your boots? He said, no, but I like to. He said, Jackie, I was just thinking. He said, I wish you wouldn't. He said, now stop it, Jackie. He said, I was thinking, do you think there are really shadows? Jackie says, I don't know. I don't think so. Do you? I don't think so either. He said, but what if there is? He said, well, so there is. I don't know. He said, anyway, I'm going to bed. Jackie went over to the lamp and blew it out. Moonlight came through the window. Skeeter tucked the covers around his chin and finally decided maybe he better pull the covers over his head. Jackie lay there thinking about what had happened, and all of a sudden, outside the window, he heard a strange scratching sound. Skeeter threw the, he said, who dat? Jackie said, who what? He said, that scratching sound. He said, I don't know. He said, where's it coming from? I don't know. I think it's out here by the window. He said, Jackie, the shadow, he's coming. Jackie said, no, I don't think so. He said, I don't care. And he threw the cover over his head. Jackie got up and looked to the window. And there was a big branch rubbing against the side of the house in the breeze. And every time it hit a certain way, it would scratch. Jackie looked over at Skeeter with the covers over his head and looked at the branch and smiled. Who's out there, Jackie? I don't know, Skeeter. It's something, it's big. Meow, Jackie! He said, it's coming in the window. He said, Jackie, run! Jackie jumped into bed and threw. He said, I'm throwing the covers over my head, but it's coming closer. And finally, Skeeter said, the whole bed was shaking. He said, Jackie. Finally, Jackie says, oh, please, Shadow, no. Jackie? You out there? Jackie changed his voice. I have destroyed Jackie, and now I will destroy you. Jackie made big heavy steps, thumping. I am coming closer. The whole bed was shaking. And closer. Jackie grabbed him by the ankle. Meow! Jackie grabbed him in the blankets and he rolled and rolled and fell off the bed. Jackie got on top of him and pinned him down, and Skeeter had covers over him. Now I shall chew your head off. Finally, the door opened. What's going on in here? I said, Jackie, what are you doing? Oh, hi, Tom. He said, what do you got in that, wrapped up in that blanket? He said, oh, Skeeter. He said, Skeeter in that blanket? He said, what are you doing? Oh, Skeeter threw the covers back and looked up. He said, hi, Tom. He says, what are you doing down there? He looked at Jackie. He said, just playing. He said, it was my fault, Tom. He said, I was scaring him, trying to pretend I was a shadow. Skeeter looked at him. He said, you didn't fool anybody. I knew it all the time. He said, is that why the bed was jumping up and down all the time? He said, well, maybe the bed was scared, but I wasn't. So Tom was rather disgusted with him, and he said, you boys, get to bed. He said, if we're going to go to the house of the seven shadows in the morning, you need your rest. So the boys finally went to sleep. But Skeeter was very disgusted with Jackie that he would play such a trick on him. So early in the morning, Skeeter was the first one who was awake. And he looked over at Jackie, and he was sound asleep. Rock-a-bye baby in the treetop. And as he looked over, he saw his feet were uncovered and his big toe was sticking out. He said, la da dee da dee. He went over to his junk drawer that he had and picked out a long piece of string, tiptoed over and tied it around Jackie's big toe. La da dee da dum. Tied the other end to the bed. Looked around the room. La da dee da dum. And finally got to the door and yelled, fire, 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 the place is on fire. Everybody run for your life. Jackie said, what? Fire, Jackie, run for your life. Jackie jumped up and started running and fell flat on his face. Skeeter looked back and said, Jackie, what are you doing on the floor? Jackie looked at the string around his toe and around the bed. He said, Skeeter, did you do that? He said, yes, and now we're even. Tom came by and he says, what's going on now? He said, Jackie, why do you have your big toe tied to the bed? He said, he's afraid it might run off. He said, I am not. Nancy heard the commotion and came up. She said, Jackie, I didn't know you tied your toes to bed at night. Says, I don't. He says, Skeeter yelled fire and he tied my... He says, Skeeter, I'm going to get even with you. Tom says, looked at Skeeter. He said, you better get downstairs. He says, he will get even with you, and I'll let him. Uh-oh. He went downstairs and was sitting at the table when Jackie finally came down. Jackie glared at him. He said, Jackie, he said, you scared me last night. He says, all right, we'll call it even Steven. He said, I don't know Steven. And I wouldn't care if even was Steven, if he were crooked or rough, I don't care. He said, that means we're even. Oh. Nancy looked disgustedly at Skeeter. He said, stupid boy. He said, what did you say? I said, you're a cute boy. Oh, thank you so much. When you're asleep. Oh. Tom says, if you boys and Nancy are going to sit here and argue, he says, we won't get to the... And he looked around to make sure Chinky wasn't listening to the House of the Seven Shadows. He says, I'll go get the horses saddled up. So the boys finished up eating very quickly, and Mr. Miller and Tom and the boys and a couple cowhands started to ride out towards the House of the Seven shadows. When they got to the place where they had to dismount because they couldn't ride up all the way, Jackie pointed the barn out. He said, there it is. He said, the barn, see? He said, that's where the Palomino ponies are. He says, come on. He said, be real quiet. Jackie led the way and Skeeter was right behind. They got to the door and pulled out the pin. Went inside. He says, over here, Tom, come on. It was rather dark in there. He said, it's right over here. You have to crawl over the manger. Come on. He said, watch yourself. He said, you'll slip into the manger. Jackie says, yeah. He says, we know, don't we, Skeeter? He said, you bet we know. Jackie climbed over. He says, right over there in the corner. See, right? Where, Jackie? He said, right. He said, they were right there. He said, they were, Tom, right there. There were two of them. Tom walked over and looked at Mr. Miller. Do you see Palomino ponies, Mr. Miller? He said, no, I don't see anything. The two boys looked at each other. Skeeter scratched his head. He said, Jackie, we did see them, didn't we? He said, yes, we saw them. They were right here. He said, there was two men came back, and he said, there's the straw stack that we hid under, and there's the pitchfork. So that doesn't prove that there were two Palomino ponies, though, does it? Well, it proves that we saw them. I know we did. He says, all right, we'll take a look around, Jackie. He says, we'll look around, and if we find no trace of Palomino ponies, I don't want you to ever come back here again. I don't want to hear any more about it. So, well, we did see him, Tom. Well, Jackie, now, being with Skeeter, I'm not saying that you really didn't think you saw him. Now, sometimes a child's imagination gets so wild that you just think you see him. You just pretend like you saw him, and you pretended this and pretended that. No, we didn't, Tom. We saw him. He says, knowing you, Skeeter, you could have seen anything. Tom, he says, well, we'll look around. They looked around, and finally everybody came back. He said, Tom, there isn't anything around here that would give suspicious, that I would be suspicious about Palomino ponies being stolen. Jackie looked over towards the house. He said, Tom, maybe we should go in the house. He said, the house has been deserted for years. And I suppose Skeeter told you about the story of the seven shadows that you see shadows in the window. He said, that has been explored by the sheriff many years ago. He said, there's no one in there. It's been deserted. He said, I think maybe we better get out of here. So they saddled up and went back to the ranch. Most of that day, Jackie and Skeeter were very disappointed, and they knew, and sometimes they'd look at each other as if to say, did we really see him, or did we just imagine that? And sometimes Skeeter would just say, they were there, Jackie. He said, they were there. He said, you don't have to look at me that way. He says, yeah. He says, I wonder what happened to him then, and where, to whom do they belong? He said, I just wonder. We'll never find out, Jackie. He said, unless what? The secret of the Palomino ponies might lie inside the house of the seven shadows. You mean that we should go back there and explore the house? He said, well, I don't want to, Jackie, but he said those Palomino ponies could be in the house. Oh, Skeeter, what would horses be doing in the house? He said, well, he said, I don't know. He said, maybe the shadows were in there and we could ask them. So the boys talked about it. Skeeter tried to convince Jackie that maybe they should go back there. That evening at supper time, no one said anything about the Palomino ponies, nor the house of the seven shadows. It was Nancy who broke the silence. She said, why is everybody so glum? Skeeter said, I don't know why we're so glum, chum. Jackie says, well, I'm just disappointed about the Palomino ponies that we didn't find them at the, and he looked back at the, well, you know where. Nancy says, well, I have a bright idea. He says, to cheer you all up, guess what I've decided to do if you allow me to. Tom and Jackie, and everybody's ears perked up and eyes lit up. What you going to do, Nancy? He says, well, I talked it over with my mother and dad, and if it's all right with Tom and Jackie, this is what we plan to do. We've never invited all the neighbors in for a big, big party with Japanese lanterns, and we'll build a platform for dancing so that they can square dance, and we're going to have cake and pie and eats and just a big time for everybody for miles around. He said, "Hey, did you say cake and pies? Oh, I'm for that, all right." "Well, Jackie, what do you think?" I said, "Well, it sounds great, Tom." I said, "Well, that's a splendid idea." "Then it's all set," Nancy replied. Her mother smiled. "Yes?" She said, "It's all set. For when?" Nancy said, "Well, I thought next Friday night." Tom smiled. He said, "Let's make it Saturday night." "All right, next Saturday night." They all thought it was a great idea, especially Nancy. She liked parties. She liked to dress up in her favorite dress, and she liked to be a hostess and greet everybody. So the next few days leading up to Saturday night were a very, very busy time for everybody. Tom was in town, of course, attending his sheriff duties. Mrs. Miller helped Nancy plan everything, the food. Tom kind of helped, and Mr. Miller helped with building the platform for square dancing and other kinds of dancing. Nancy wanted Chinese lanterns hanging all over the place. Jackie and Nancy and Mrs. Miller went into town and bought some. Skeeter, of course, went along, and he thought that was foolish to spend it for lanterns when you could buy jelly beans. He said, "We could buy jelly beans with that money." Skeeter, wouldn't it look funny having jelly beans hanging around? He said, "Well, yeah, jelly bean trees." He said, "I'd go around and nibble on them." Jackie said, "Oh, come on, Skeeter." He said, "We have to have something to make it look nice." Mrs. Miller got all the necessary provisions she needed. And finally, when Saturday morning came, it was a very busy place. Even the cowhands got into the swing of things. They helped finish up the platform. They had banners flying. They had Japanese lanterns all strung up through the garden, tables set up. And it was just really fabulous. Nancy stood out and looked across the garden. She said, "Oh, Mother, Mother, this is the nicest thing that I have ever attended." She said, "Do you think it'll be all right? You think everything will be just right?" "Oh, I think so, Nancy." She looked over at the platform. "Mother, are you going to dance?" "Well, I suppose if your father asks me, I will." She looked at Nancy. "Were you planning to dance?" She blushed. "Oh, Mother, who would I dance with?" "Well, there's people around." "Oh, Mother." She says, "Well, Jackie might ask you." She blushed. "Do you think he really would?" She said, "Well, if he doesn't, Skeeter will." "Oh, Mother." She says, "I wouldn't be caught jumping around with that pint-sized squirt." "Nancy, that isn't very nice." "I know it isn't nice. Neither is he." "Well, I'm sure he won't ask you." "Well, it wouldn't do him a bit of good anyway." So as the clock ticked away the minutes and kicked them into hours, the late afternoon came, and they knew that very shortly people would be arriving. Nancy was getting very nervous, so was Jackie, and even Skeeter was getting a little nervous because they were all supposed to be more or less the hosts. Jackie and Tom and all of them were getting rather nervous because they were supposed to be hosts and hostesses. And Mrs. Miller came out. She had her apron on and wiping her hands. "I have everything ready. Tom, how about you?" I said, "Well, everything's ready out here." Mr. Miller came over. He said, "The platform, the musicians are here." He says, "We're ready to go." And about that time, they saw the first buckboard come down the drive. And one of the neighbors came in, and as soon as they saw Tom, "Hello, Sheriff." "Call me Tom." He says, "I'm not on duty right now." So they got down, and Mr. Miller helped him down, or Tom did, and they introduced everybody to the immediate circle, and Tom would say, well, let me show you to the garden. And as the carriages and the buckboards and people on horseback began to come, everybody was trying to be as nice and as generous and as a hostess or a host could be. Tom was busy, Nancy was busy, Jackie was busy, Mrs. Miller was busy talking to somebody, and all of a sudden there was a buckboard came down the drive, and there were three people on the seat. There was a fairly young man and a girl about Skeeter's age, and a mother who was quite heavy. In fact, she was rather fat. And no one else was around, and Skeeter was getting very nervous as they pulled up in front of the house. Skeeter realized that he was the one that had to take over this one. He looked up and said, good evening. The lady looked down. Oh, hello there. What a nice little boy. The rest of them aren't here, so I thought I would introduce my name. I'm Skeeter Hoyt, and I'm won't you get down? The man looked over. He says, well, how do you do, Skeeter Hoyt? Says, this is my wife, and this is my daughter, Dolores. Skeeter looked up, and Dolores peeked around the side of her mother, fluttered her eyelashes. Hello, Skeeter. Hello, Dolores. She says, my, what a nice little boy. Skeeter looked out. He said, may I help you down? He said, of course. There was a little step, and Dolores' mother had this big, heavy skirt, very full skirt, and she was very heavy. And as she reached down with her foot on this little pedal, she started to climb down. Skeeter reached up to help her by holding her hand, and she missed a step. And she came down and fell on top of Skeeter. Jackie and Tom, who were just coming back from introducing themselves to other people, and the other people came running, and Jackie says, Tom, where'd Skeeter go? He's supposed to take care of these. He said, there should be someone here all the time. Tom, he said, oh, he said, I'm sorry, may I help you up? Oh, I'm all right. He said, I just missed the step. And finally they lifted her up, and down, flattened on the ground, was Skeeter. Jackie looked down. Skeeter, what are you doing down there? Skeeter looked up. His face was all dirty from the dirt. He said, I'm making mud pies. He said, what do you think I'm doing? He said, I was helping the nice lady down, and she slipped and fell on top of me. Tom helped him up. He says, are you all right? Said, I don't know. I may have broken bones. Finally, Tom says, here. The man looked up. He says, we introduced ourselves already. He says, we're the Wigleys, Mr. and Mrs. Wigleys, and daughter, Dolores. Tom says, how do you do, Mr. and Mrs. Wigley, and Dolores? He helped Dolores down, and the man started to drive off. He said, wait a minute. He says, I have people that'll take care of your rig. Get down. He says, come on, have refreshments. Oh, thank you so much. Mrs. Wrigley looked back. She says, my, that's a nice little boy. He's very, very kind and courteous. Skeeter looked up. Yeah, and just about as flat as a pancake, too. Nancy came out and looked at Skeeter. She says, Skeeter, what's wrong? Your clothes, what happened to you? He said, oh, I just like to play in the dirt. She says, Skeeter, at a time like this, she said, you don't have the brains of an ant. How dare you talk to me like that? He said, I was falling up on top of. He says, what? He said, Mrs. Wrigley fell on top of me. Oh, my. She said, "Are you all right?" He said, "I'm all right." He said, "My pride hurts awfully bad, though." She said, "Your pride?" He said, "Yes." He said, "I was trying to make an impression on Dolores." "Dolores?" He said, "The little girl that's going with him." Nancy looked at him and smiled. "Ah, Skeeter, Skeeter." "Ginny." Tom looked over. He says, "Cut it out." Finally, when everybody arrived, the music started up and the party got into full swing. People were dancing and having refreshments, and everybody was having a good time. Finally, they made the announcement that they were going to serve the refreshments, that is, the cake and the pies and so forth. So while they were getting ready, they played a few more pieces, and finally, Jackie kept looking over at Nancy and finally walked over and says, "Nancy, do you want to have refreshments with me?" He says, "We'll get cake and whatever they have, chocolate." "Oh, I'd be delighted, Jackie." He says, "My, they are dancing real nice this evening, aren't they, Jackie?" She kept looking over there and, "Would you like to dance, Nancy?" "Well, yes, yes. Well, come on." They were playing sort of a fast piece, and the people were going around and around and around and hopping on one foot and the other. Jack says, "I'm not good at it." She said, "Neither am I." So they got on to the platform, and they were dancing, and finally, Skeeter looked up there. He said, "Hey, Jackie, what are you doing up there? Jumping around like a jackrabbit." Jackie looked down. He says, "I'm dancing." He said, "Something you can't do." "Oh, I can so. I can so." And all of a sudden, Mrs. Wrigley and Mr. Wrigley came by, and they were going up the step to the platform. Skeeter looked over at Dolores. She was sitting on a bench. He looked up at Mrs. Wrigley. He said, "Oh, Mrs. Wrigley." She looked down. "Oh, there's that nice little boy. Would you think that Dolores would care to dance?" "Oh, I'm sure she would. Why don't you go ask her?" And finally said, "Dolores, come here." "Yes, mother." "Says, this nice little boy that helped me down from the buckboard would like to dance with you." She looked up and fluttered her eyelashes. "All right." He said, "This way, please." And they went up on the platform, and finally the music was going fast and everybody's going around and around. Skeeter was there jumping on one foot and then the other, and once in a while on Dolores's. And they were going round and round, and every so often somebody would bump into him. And finally, the next time Skeeter heard a bump, he looked up with Jackie. Jackie said, "Keep on. Hey, what are you doing up here?" He said, "The same thing you are, jumping around like a jackrabbit." He said, "Well, you better watch it. It's getting pretty fast." On the other side of the platform, Mr. and Mrs. Wrigley, who were good dancers, but they were going fast. She was big and heavy, and she was going around and around and around and around. And Skeeter was going around and around, and he wasn't watching too well where he was going. And as the music increased and the platform began to shake, as they were going around and around, Skeeter was looking at Dolores. He said, "Would you care to have refreshments with me after we get through dancing?" She fluttered her eyelashes. She says, "Well, if it's all right with my mother." And the music was getting louder and faster, and every so often somebody would bump Skeeter. And he said, "Excuse me." He was looking the other way when Mrs. and Mrs. Wrigley were coming around the corner. And they were coming fast. And finally, when Skeeter looked around, it was too late. Wham! Skeeter went sliding off the platform onto a table loaded with cakes, slid off across the whole table, and finally fell in on the other side with the cake on top of his head. Mrs. Wrigley looked around and says, "What happened?" Dolores looks, he says, well, Skeeter was right here a minute ago. He's gone. She said, I thought I bumped into something. He says, Mother, you bumped into Skeeter. And finally, people looked and they saw Skeeter over there. And they all rushed up. Mrs. Miller says, Skeeter, are you all right? He said, no, I think I'm all right. He said, my, that's good cake. What kind is it? And he began to lick the frosting from his face. And finally, Mrs. Wrigley rushed up. Oh, there.